Let's talk about investing. Now, are you saving for retirement or just treading water? Are you depending on stocks or mutual funds? When diversifying, what you really need to boost your funds? Did you know it's easy to move out of an old 401k into precious metals like gold? And that's predicted to go up to about $2,500 an ounce soon. This could be the answer for you. So call the team at Noble Gold. Do it this month and they'll gift you a free 22-karat American Eagle coin. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Aren't you ready for life to get back to normal? I know I am, but there's one thing none of us can afford to ignore. Another crisis can happen at any time without warning, but this time you can have peace of mind knowing you're prepared in advance for whatever happens. So ask yourself, do you have enough food, water, emergency supplies to get through the next time? If not, you need to check out My Patriot Supply. They're America's leading preparedness company, and they'll help you become happily self-reliant. Their mission is your survival. Their food is delicious too and stays fresh up to 25 years, so it'll be there when you need it. You won't have to worry if something bad happens. You'll be well prepared. Order today and your food will be delivered in 2 to 3 days. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and do what you know you need to do. That's preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is David. This is episode 2481, and today's date is May 18th, 2021, and the title of the episode is It Had to Be This Way. The people must be shown the truth, and the deep state must feel the pain. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, as time goes on, the people of the United States and around the world, they're experiencing the central bank economy completely falling apart. That's really what this is. The world is living in a private Western central bank economy. They created it back in 1913. They updated it in the 40s. They updated it again in the 70s. And in 2000, 2009, 2010, they completely took over with their fiat system. And that's where we are today. And they know that their system is doomed. They know they can't push it any further. Yes, they can keep it on life support, but eventually it will fall apart. Now, the problem is they didn't expect Trump to counter everything that they were trying to do. They thought they had everything under control. They thought that we can bring the entire world into the new system using the pandemic. This has failed. They cannot accomplish this now. All their vaccine passports and everything that they've tried to do, yes, they're still going to try to push it. Everything that they try to do is falling apart because of a couple of things. One, the United States, the cities, towns, states, they're opening up. People are going back to work. Their universal basic income, where they wanted to keep everyone at home while the global economy fell apart, that failed. All the stimulus that they pushed out, yes, they're going to blame it on the governments because that's how they work. They say, well, the governments, that they had to borrow. We had nothing to do with that. And all the stimulus that they've been pushing out, they were hoping that because of the pandemic, they would have a perfectly good explanation of why we're seeing all of this. Now, without that pandemic piece, without everyone just staying home, now we're going to see everything that they had planned. But there's no cover story. That is the big problem right now. They don't have the cover story to cover up the implosion of their system. And people are going to start noticing what's really going on. Now, Blueprint Q put this out, and this is on Twitter, says, this is fine, everything is fine. Then gave us gasoline, lumber, home sales, coffee, wheat, corn, copper. And back in May of 2020, this is when Trump was in office, gas was $1.77. Lumber was $332. Home sales were around $283,500. Coffee was 96 cents a pound. Wheat was $5 a bushel. Corn was $3.19. Copper, $2.33. Now, May 2021, Biden's in office. Instead of $1.77, we have $3.04, and that's per gallon. For lumber, we have $332 back when Trump was in office, and now we have it at $1,390. Coffee is at 96 cents a pound during Trump's presidency. It's $1.45 with Biden. With Trump, it was $5 a bushel for wheat. Now it's $7.07 a bushel. Corn is $3.19 a bushel when Trump was president. Now it's $6.44 a bushel. Copper was $2.33 a pound when Trump was president, and now it's $4.71 a pound. Yes, everything is just fine. And then we had Mike Pompeo. He tweeted this out on May 18, 2021, and it says the following. Democrats only pretend to care about jobs. Our administration protected the environment, but we didn't do it on the backs of the American worker. There were more job openings than people looking for work for much of these past 4 years. And what Biden and the central bank, what they're trying to do, they're trying to keep people from going back to work. This is why they're continuing with their stimulus agenda. See, this was supposed to go on for a very long time. It was never supposed to be countered. But what's happening right now? The states are not going along with their plan. Florida already said, listen, we're no longer doing the pandemic unemployment. Texas just announced that we're no longer doing the pandemic-related unemployment benefits. So now we have 18 states that are no longer going along with the pandemic unemployment benefits. These 18 states just countered the central bank's plan. And there's going to be many, many more states joining this, which means the central bank plan, it's going down the tubes. Everything that they want to do will fail. Does that mean they're not going to try again? Of course they are. Remember, they need to keep everyone away from precious metals and any type of alternative currency. Because if people get wind that there's an alternative currency that will allow them to move from a system that is imploding into a system that will protect their wealth, they need to do whatever they possibly can to force people away from that. And they've been doing this for years with the precious metals market. They've been suppressing gold and silver on purpose to keep people away from it. Because over time, if people were watching gold and silver and they saw gold go from $200 to $500, and then from $500 to $1,000, and then $1,000 to $2,000, $2,000 to $5,000, $5,000 to $10,000, $10,000 to $15,000, all the way up to $34,000. That's what the USDebtClock.org says right now, if we use the calculations going all the way back to 1913. People would then start to question the fiat system, not just here in the US, but around the world. And they could never, ever allow that to happen. And then we have something that they can't control. Yes, they're trying to control it, but it's very, very difficult. We have cryptocurrency. And they do not like cryptocurrency whatsoever, not because of what they're telling you. That's their cover story. Oh, we don't like Bitcoin because criminals use it. Oh, speculators use it. It's very dangerous. Yeah, like the stock market is perfectly safe. Right. We have no problem with that. But cryptocurrency, that's crazy talk. So they keep putting out the stories about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, where the hackers behind the Colonial Pipeline, they received 90 million of Bitcoin before shutting it down. Now, of course, they're going to continue to use these stories because they're trying to convince people that you don't even want to look at it. Stay away from it. Just like they told everyone that gold is a barbarous relic. Now, China, for the millionth time, they said that they're going to ban financial and payment institutions from cryptocurrency business. Now, what are they so afraid of? Why are they so worried? And what did they say? Well, they warned investors against speculative crypto trading. Haven't we heard this before? Go back to the 70s. didn't we have speculators in the gold market? And this is why we had to temporarily come off of the gold standard. Well, it wasn't really temporary. It was over 50 years. But they used the same exact wording. Very interesting. They're trying to keep everyone away from the alternative currency, because if everyone got together and everyone decided, and now it's easier than ever to make a move, their entire system would be destroyed in a push of a button. That's what they're so afraid of. Now with gold, it'd be a little bit more difficult because you would have to get the physical gold. Is gold an incredible store of wealth? Absolutely. Is silver? Absolutely. But with cryptocurrency, people can do it very, very easily. The world can do it very, very easily. Now, in the posts, there was one post that said gold will destroy the Fed. Now, does that mean physical gold? Something that is compared to gold? Because what's very interesting is that there are many different articles now coming out about cryptocurrency. And here's the latest, and this is from CNBC. And it says the following. The total value of the cryptocurrency market is now above $2 trillion, putting it nearly on par with the amount of gold held as an investment. Crypto supporters often cite the potential for Bitcoin to rival gold as long-term store of value. Investors need to find return streams that can hedge debasement risks and be diversifier of equity risk at higher levels of inflation. This is coming from Bernstein, noting that cryptocurrencies can fit that bill. That's very interesting. So if Bitcoin is reaching that area of gold, and from the post we know that gold will destroy the Fed, does it mean physical gold or does it mean something else? But we know one thing for sure. The deep state players, the private Western Central Bank, they're very worried about alternative currencies, especially those currencies that people can just move right into without blinking an eye. And that's what they're panicking over. Now, yesterday when I talked about the energy that is being used by Bitcoin, by mining gold, by the financial institutions, the banking institutions, it's not about creating the currency. It's the transactions. It's the ATM machines. It's the data centers. Creating the currency takes no energy. But all the transactions and everything else takes a lot of energy compared to Bitcoin, compared to gold. So when we were talking about energy, that's what we were talking about. But we noticed that there's a lot of news with Elon Musk about how there's an energy problem, how he doesn't want to use it to sell Tesla cars, which was not a big part of the business, and how he was going to sell Bitcoin. Well, it brought the price of Bitcoin down, which I find very interesting. There's a lot of people now purchasing it at this lower price. I mean, is it really that low? I mean, it's hovering between 42 and 44,000. Think about that for a second. 44,000. And that's how many dollars it takes to buy one Bitcoin. If you go to the usdebtclock.org, it says that gold should be around 34,000. It's very interesting how they're very, very close to one another. And we can see the central bank, they're in a deep panic over this. And as more and more people wake up, people are going to make the move. Remember, we're in the beginning phases. We've seen all of this before with gold. Remember when gold hit 1900 and then in 2011, 2012, it was pushed all the way down to 1100. People thought, oh, it's going to go to 700. It never did. That's the central bank. That's the fake news trying to push their agenda. They're trying to keep people away from it. They've done this for a very long time, but I think the people are catching on now. I think the people are starting to realize what's really going on and understanding their game. Because when they put that news out there, the smart people, what do? They buy it. Just like the real estate market. when the real estate market crashes, yes, I know there's a lot of people that sell, but the smart investors, you know what they do? They pick up the cheap real estate because they know that it will start to move up again. And I do believe the central bank's push, well, it's failing, just like the Great Reset. Let's talk about our health. Collagen product sales are spiking in for good reason. Collagen is revered for giving skin its strength, elasticity, along with its power to reduce wrinkles. This isn't just hearsay. There's thousands of studies to back up these claims. However, typical collagen supplements you'll find on the store shelves usually don't work because they're filled with cheap or low-quality collagen and sometimes harmful ingredients, which leaves users unsatisfied when they don't see results. This is why you need to use multi-collagen. This collagen is a solution for aging that America is going crazy for. It's the best anti-aging solution on the market with the highest quality collagen blends our bodies need to look and feel younger. I recommend healthwithx22.com. Try it for 51% off by going to healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. So you don't get the chance to buy sunken treasure every day, do you? Noble Gold has secured some of the original 20 Liberty coins found in the wreck carried up from the SS Central America on the seabed. The fabled Ship of Gold sank in 1857 along with 10 tons of California Gold Rush treasure. Imagine you can have a chunk of this exclusive time capsule from the depths yourself now. Call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347 to reserve your treasure. That's 877-646-5347. Now, the deep state, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they were trapped by the Patriots. And as more and more of the truth comes out, the deep state feels the pain. This is all part of the plan. Remember all those posts that said pain? Well, how do you inflict pain? How do you make the deep state squirm? You present the truth, you present facts. Not all at once, a little bit at a time. And let the people see it all. Have the deep state, have the corrupt politicians, the fake news, defend themselves. Spin the stories if they need to. But remember, more and more truth and more facts will be coming out. And they'll have to defend against that. And this will continue. And every time more of this comes out, the more pain they feel, because it gets harder and harder to explain why all of this is happening. I do believe this is part of the Patriots' plan. I do believe it had to be this way because the people had to see the truth. Just couldn't tell them, just couldn't explain it to them. They needed to see it firsthand. They needed to experience it. So this never happens again. And the deep state. Well, we know that Trump, the Patriots, they were going to go and get back at them. And what better way than have the truth and the facts continually inflict pain on them until the right moment when the people understand what's going on, and then they can move to the next phase. And the next phase would be the unsealing of indictments. Because now, once the people learn that we've been lied to about the pandemic, that it was a hoax, it was driven by statistical manipulation and fear, once the people learn that the elections were a complete and utter fraud, that they cheated their way in there, will it be a lot easier to accept treason, sedition, crimes against humanity, especially when you bring in crimes against humanity? Everything just starts to fit together. And we're starting to see all of this. And we can see that their day, it's approaching very, very quickly. And every day gets worse and worse for them. We'll be discussing a lot about what's happening with the election fraud and Trump's new statement. But first, we have Anon Patriot 17. That put this out there. Ellen show canceled. Bill Maher, COVID canceling. Don Lemon leaving primetime. Chrissy Teigen, cookware, pulled. Chelsea Handler warns of vax. Eric Clapton warns of vax. CDC, no more masks. Biden, mask or vax. People are not listening. Whitmer, no more masks for all. She's under investigation. World Economic Forum canceled. New York Times Steele dossier was a lie. Fauci swimming in deep shit. Actually, the walls are closing in on him. He lied to Congress about masks when Rand Paul was asking questions. We'll be getting into that a little bit later. Wisconsin and Georgia audits, add Michigan, Arizona, and the rest, and it's only Tuesday. And how do we know that people are waking up? Well, look what's happening with the NFL, the NBA, Coke, American Airlines, and the rest. Now, what's very interesting is that people are pushing back against these companies. We also have consumer research now. Consumer Research has launched a major campaign targeting corporations that it accuses of putting politics ahead of customers. So they put together three different videos. They put one together for American Airlines. They put one together for the NFL. They put one together for Nike. And they're putting together a lot more to show how these companies should stop worrying about politics and worry about their customers, their products. And it puts each one on the spot. What does this tell you? It tells you that people are waking up. People are pushing back. And the companies now are feeling it. The companies, they are going to feel the heat from we the people. They're going to feel the pain. Now, they can either go with the 1% minority or they can go with the 99% that funds their companies. They have a decision to make. Which way do you think they're going to go? Who do you think is going to be stepping down? Who do you think will be fired? Because once they see revenue dropping like they're seeing right now, oh, the shareholders, they'll make the decision for them. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the individual, Joel Greenberg, well, we know that he made a plea deal. Now, of course, the fake news is out there saying, well, you see, he just made a plea deal that he's going to be ratting on Matt Gaetz. Well, this is the same scenario as Cohen with Trump. Because when you start to look at all of this and you look at the plea deal and you see what's really going on, you realize they have nothing. Did you know the guy behind Matt Gaetz's allegation? Well, he pleaded guilty to making false allegations about sex with a minor about another of his political opponents. The media doesn't seem to want to report this part of the case, which is available for anyone who wants to read it in Joel Greenberg's plea deal released on Monday. Greenberg, a Florida tax collector in Seminole County, pleaded guilty this week to a series of crimes. The corporate media is reporting on his plea deal with prosecutors and the implication for firebrand Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. But there's something else you need to know. And the media doesn't seem to want to let everyone know about this. Greenberg is the only person making accusations about Representative Gaetz. Remember, it's been 2 months now. No one has come forward. There's nothing. But take a look at count 24 in Greenberg's deal. What does it say? It goes right to the heart of the allegations being made. And it seems that count 24, which Greenberg has pleaded guilty to, establishes that Greenberg is a malicious and habitual liar who uses web publications to make false criminal allegations about his political adversaries. So when you read this, basically he's the same person as Cohen, and they're trying to use him. Now, in summary, if you want to go ahead and read the whole thing, I'm just going to summarize here. Greenberg has pleaded guilty to falsely accusing an innocent man of having sex with a minor. Now he's doing the same with Representative Gaetz. Perhaps one of the most concerning parts of Greenberg's plea deal is that it promises him leniency if he provides information that leads to the arrest of another individual, Matt Gaetz. So here we are once again, and the fake news, Biden's Department of Justice, the prosecutors there, they're doing the same exact thing. And this is going to blow up in their faces. Now, we know that May 17th, that was tax day. And Biden and Harris, they produce their taxes. And they're actually taking a swipe at Trump. Now, we have to remember the taxes that they present are the tax returns they want us to see. We don't really care about those tax returns. We want to know about the foundation tax returns, the other taxes, the other money laundering schemes. But they're trying to use this against Trump. Now, do you think Trump went ahead and kept his taxes from the corrupt politicians, from the fake news, just because he was trying to hide something? Or do you think he's going to use this later on? Well, we know that he's going to use this later on. Why? Because if we go back to Post 3383, remember what it says. It says, imagine what would happen if by law, every U.S. congressman, woman, U.S. senator, president, etc., was by U.S. law audited every 1 to 2 years by an independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected officials. Now, that's very interesting. What would happen? What would happen, instead of looking at this tax return that they prepared for the public, what happens if we swipe that and push that to the side and then started to look at everything else? Remember, if you're going to commit a crime, you're not going to do it within your own taxes. You're going to do it through a separate corporation, a foundation, through a relative, or someone else. That's where you need to be looking. That's where the investigation goes. If they're giving you something like their tax return, it's meaningless. You don't want to be looking at that. You want to go other places. And I do believe this is what's coming up. I do believe Trump set this trap from the very, very beginning. This was on purpose. And they're taking the bait. And in the end, we're going to see how this all plays out. Now, what's very interesting, we see that Twitter has suspended the account of Zero Hedge again. Now, we know that Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, they've been suspending a lot of accounts lately. I think this is going to get a lot worse. Just like we saw during the election period of time, when anyone mentioned election fraud, their account was taken down. If they counter the narrative of COVID or hydroxychloroquine or anything like that, either you got a strike or you got suspended and your account was taken down. I do believe once the election audit information comes out and people start to spread this around, if you're still on Twitter or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, they're going to start to censor the rest of the people. And I do believe they're going to be going after certain platforms. Because remember, a lot of people have moved to different platforms and there's a lot of people on there. We saw that how they took Parler down. Yes, Parler's back up, but not many people are using it anymore. I do believe they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to try to block the information from getting out. And that's why I think we had that post about communications blackout where we had red one, red two, red three. I think that time is coming. Remember, the last time they suspended Zero Hedge, it was because they posted an article suggesting COVID-19 may have leaked out of the Wuhan's lab gain-of-function experiments. Now, that's very interesting because all the evidence now is pointing to Fauci, gain-of-function. He was funding them. And now we have multiple leaders around the world saying, yes, we believe this came from Wuhan. Didn't Trump say this from the very beginning? Didn't Mike Pompeo say this from the very, very beginning? Well, they did. And that is the truth. And now the truth is coming out. Remember, sometimes it takes a while for the truth to come out because the propaganda is so shiny, especially when you're censoring everyone and you can't get to the truth. But once the truth starts getting out, you can't stop it. Yeah, you could try to censor it, but people want to know more. People look for the truth. Because when certain things don't make sense, they seek out the truth. Now, we know that the Biden administration, and we're talking about the puppet masters, they wanted to confiscate the weapons of we the people. They tried everything they possibly could do to try to get the weapons away from the people. And every single time, it has failed. Now, remember, they were going to the Supreme Court to see if they can go in to people's homes without a warrant and search for handguns. This was a warrantless search for handguns. So they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously rejected Biden's administration arguments in a case from Rhode Island that police should be allowed to enter homes without a warrant to seize handguns. And the ruling case is Canglia versus Strom, court file 20-157. And guess what happened? They smacked down the hopes of the gun grabbers across the nation. No, they're not allowed to come into your house without a warrant. Why? Because the Supreme Court pointed to the Fourth Amendment protections in the Bill of Rights. Let's talk about our health. A new study released by the CDC reports that 49.1% of adults in the U.S. are obese. Typical recommendations for weight loss are to stay physically active, count calories, and cut out carbs. But if these recommendations work, then nobody would be overweight. The issue with these so-called solutions is that they don't get to the heart of the problem. This is why you need to use KetoWithX22.com. It is the quickest way I know to lose some weight. It works in a similar fashion to how the popular keto diet works. It melts fat, tones your muscles, and reduces cravings. So I recommend KetoWithX22.com. Try it today for 51% off by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. Let's talk about investing. Now, are you saving for retirement or just treading water? Are you depending on stocks or mutual funds? When diversifying, what you really need to boost your funds? Did you know it's easy to move out of an old 401k into precious metals like gold? And that's predicted to go up to about $2,500 an ounce soon. This could be the answer for you. So call the team at Noble Gold. Do it this month and they'll gift you a free 22-carat American Eagle coin. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, saying that people just can't invade your home to search for things. Why do we need the Supreme Court to say this? The founding fathers already gave us the laws. They already told us this is our rights. Do we really need the Supreme Court to back this up? No. We the people just say, no, you can't do this. And if you're not going to follow the Constitution, we don't need you in the position you're in because you're violating the Constitution. But again, all these politicians, they like to make laws and more laws to back up the Constitution. You don't have to do that. Just follow the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, period. It says it right there. The Fourth Amendment is very, very clear, just like with all the amendments. All you have to do is follow it, period. Now, what's very interesting is that things are getting a lot worse out in the Middle East. And the Biden administration is trying to cover up everything, trying to blame it on Trump. Now, remember, something like 240 days ago, Trump made a peace deal with Israel and many other Muslim nations. And it was broadcast all over the world showing that there is going to be peace in the Middle East. And now we have Jen Psaki trying to blame all of this on Trump, saying he really didn't do anything. Well, yeah, he did. Actually, what Biden did was the complete opposite. He allowed the terrorist groups to move forward with their plans because he removed the sanctions from them. And we can see that Iran now and the terrorist groups, they feel empowered because they control Biden. Actually, the puppet masters control Biden. The puppet masters want the terrorists because their army, they want them to move forward with their plans. Just like going back to Syria, the Islamic State was the deep state army. But Obama, he was controlling where the army here in the United States was dropping the bombs. It allowed the deep state army to expand in Syria. It was done on purpose. Now we have Hamas, where all of a sudden they're firing all these missiles into Israel continuously. And now Hamas says, we need a ceasefire. Do you really think it's a ceasefire? Do you think all of a sudden after they've been firing all these missiles, they just want a ceasefire? No. Why would they want a ceasefire? We saw this in Ukraine also. To rearm. They need time to regroup, retrench. And once they do, and once they receive everything that they need, they're going to start up again. They really don't want a ceasefire. This is fake, phony, and false once again. Now, with the pandemic and all these governors that pushed sick people into the nursing homes and killed many, many people, their worlds are coming crashing down. Now, let's start off with Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, because now, with her taking an airplane down to Florida, with her pushing people into nursing homes, the spotlight now is on her because the Federal Aviation Administration, they're launching an investigation after determining that the company used to fly Governor Whitmer from Michigan to Florida during spring break was not authorized to operate charter flights. So this is coming out of the Detroit News. The FAA says the company hired to fly Whitmer to Florida didn't have the proper certification to charter flights. This possible violation of the FAA rules by Air Eagle LLC, the Detroit company that owns the plane Whitmer flew on to visit her father in March, adds a new level of controversy to concerns about the flight. Every time there's a question, and these individuals have to respond to the question and they try to cover it up, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And now the Michigan Senate, remember, they issued a subpoena which requires that all documents related to the nursing homes during the pandemic must be handed over. So now we have Cuomo, we have Whitmer. The other governors, well, they're going to take the fall also, because if one falls, they all fall. Now, Cuomo, he got $5.1 million for a COVID book despite killing many, many people. Now, what's very interesting about this, as of Monday, he only sold around 48,000 print copies in the U.S., but he got $5.12 million, according to his tax returns, which means that each book is about $107 per copy. Remember, the retail price is $29.99. But now, since all this information is coming out about the sexual harassment allegations, he's having a very difficult time selling his book. If you go on to like Amazon or eBay, it seems that people are paying like $1.99 for it. But why did he get $5 million? Well, remember the Q Post? Book deals. This is how they pay these people off. Now, what's very interesting is that Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, he announced a 2022 bid to challenge Cuomo as New York governor. And he's saying he's going up against him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wins. Now, yesterday we talked about how the CDC came out and said, yeah, only 6% of the COVID deaths were specifically from COVID. And we know that Mel Q put that out there. Trump retweeted her tweet, and then Mel Q's Twitter account was taken down. But because of this information, we're starting to realize the bigger picture here. And Praying Medic explains it in a nice, easy way, so this way you can explain it to everyone else. He said, remember last summer when the CDC quietly admitted that only 6% of COVID deaths were specifically from COVID and that the other 94% had an average of two comorbidities, which were the true cause of death? They've now changed it again to 5% and an average of four comorbidities for the remaining 95%. So let's break this down. The total claim for COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. is currently at 568,000. 5% of 568,000 is 28,400 people who have died from COVID-19 in the United States in 15 months. That breaks down to 63 people per day, or just over one person per state. For reference, almost 3,300 people die per day in auto accidents, meaning that over the past 15 months, an American citizen has been 52 times more likely to die in an auto accident than of COVID-19. Yet many people don't even wear a seatbelt or think twice about their safety when driving. What's the difference? Manufactured fear by the mainstream media. That would be the same mainstream media who is complicit in the 28,400 deaths that COVID actually caused after they lied to the American people and demonized hydroxychloroquine, which has close to 99% success rate in testing COVID when administered correctly and on time. This is also the same mainstream media who covered the Cuomo, Whitmer, Newsom, and other governors who are responsible for the murder of thousands of sick nursing home patients that were illegally grouped together in order to inflate their death count. They will stop at nothing to keep this lie going, as they've shown time and time again since the beginning. Pandemic and empty hospital beds don't add up. It's that simple. COVID-19 was the greatest hoax ever perpetuated on mankind. They are the enemy of the people. And yes, once this information starts to roll out like it is right now, their entire hoax is going to be exposed to the American people. The truth will be brought out into the light. The people will see this truth. And each time more and more of this truth comes out, the deep state players, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, well, they feel the pain. Pain is being inflicted on these people. Now, Fauci, he was heading all of this up. And we know that his organization was funding this gain of function in Wuhan. It was banned here in the United States. And now the walls are closing in on him. Plus, he lied to Congress. Remember when Rand Paul was questioning him about the masks that he was wearing? Why are you wearing these masks? If you're vaccinated, what would be the purpose of the mask? Is this just for show? Is this political? And Fauci said, no. No, I'm wearing it because you need to wear it. And he went into this other explanation. But now it turns out that he admits that he's wearing masks indoors despite being vaccinated was based on imagery and not science. He didn't want to give people the wrong impression. Well, wait a minute. Didn't he give the people the wrong impression? Because if you're vaccinated, you can't get COVID. By wearing a mask and scaring people, you're giving misinformation. You're pushing fear. You're telling people lies. And he lied to Congress. I mean, there should be charges pressed against him. Oh, I think there will be. Once they keep digging into Wuhan and gain of function, because all they have to do is follow the documentation and the money. And all of this is going to be released to the public. Why do you think Trump put Fauci front and center? Because he knows what he's doing? Because he's an honest guy? No, to take the fall in the end. Remember, he's the one who told people to do all of these things. That we can't have a vaccine. It will take years to get that. If you get a vaccine, you have to wear a mask, maybe double masks. There's variants out there. Texas, since they got rid of their mask mandate, it's going to be a super spreader. You're going to see dead people in the streets. The same thing in Tampa and Florida. We've never seen any of this. He's been lying to the people from the very beginning. And the biggest lie is that he knew that hydroxychloroquine would cure the people, that we never had to go through any of this. Yeah, his days are numbered. They're coming. And he will take the fall. And people will know the truth. Now, very interestingly, Matt Couch, he pretty much sums it up about everything that's been going on. Just think if the 99% of us who aren't offended by everything stop catering to the 1% who are. Can you imagine if the 99% of the people stood up, and that's the majority of the people, and said, you know something, we've had enough. Well, I think that's coming. We see it with the corporations right now. They're struggling. They've known, they know that they hit a brick wall. And the brick wall is the people. And they realize, ooh, we took this way too far. The people that have been telling us to do this, that's the minority. The majority is saying, listen, we're not going to buy your product. We're not going to use your items or fly on your planes. We're not going to do any of this. And now they're feeling the heat. And we can see that the other places they're feeling the hit and the pain is this whole thing with January 6th, because now we're starting to see videos that are coming out showing that the police let people in. They had a deal with the people and it wasn't an insurrection. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was in front of Congress and she exposed the hypocrisy of the Democrats for their push to create a commission to investigate January 6th. She counters them by calling for an investigation into BLM, Antifa, domestic terrorism, and said we should back the blue. And she posed the following question. Who placed the pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC? Why was Trump's request for 10,000 troops denied? Who denied it? Who killed Ashley Babbitt? Why did we allow BLM and Antifa to destroy businesses across the country? Why did we allow them to riot? Why did we allow them to hurt police? Why did we allow them to kill people? Why are we allowing that? And why aren't we looking at all of that? Let's talk about being prepared. Aren't you ready for life to get back to normal? I know I am, but there's one thing none of us can afford to ignore. Another crisis can happen at any time without warning. But this time you can have peace of mind knowing you're prepared in advance for whatever happens. So ask yourself, do you have enough food, water, emergency supplies to get through the next time? If not, you need to check out My Patriot Supply. They're America's leading preparedness company, and they'll help you become happily self-reliant. Their mission is your survival. Their food is delicious too, and stays fresh up to 25 years, so it'll be there when you need it. You won't have to worry if something bad happens. You'll be well prepared. Order today and your food will be delivered in 2 to 3 days. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and do what you know you need to do. That's preparewithx22.com. Because they did a lot more damage than anything that happened on January 6th. Actually, now once all the information starts coming out, everyone's going to start to realize that, wait a minute, the police were talking to the people and saying, yeah, you can come in and take a look. As long as you're peaceful, just walk around. And that's what the people did. Who was smashing windows? Antifa, BLM. Who got the people to come inside? Antifa, BLM. It was a false flag operation. Now, we're starting to see a lot happen with the audits in all different areas. The Wyndham audit team will look at New Hampshire U.S. Senate race this week after finding local GOP candidates consistently shorted votes. And it only happened on the Republican side. Isn't that interesting? So Dr. Strang believes that the state has a huge problem on its hands. The totals from the Wyndham machines cannot be replicated. Only the hand recounts are reliable. And the machines are shorting Republicans in Wyndham at a consistent rate while Democrats' results are barely impacted by the machines. Whoa, these machines again. It's crazy. And something very strange happened in Wyndham. In New Hampshire, the ballot audit forensic finds CCTV cameras of ballot counting machines in audit room mysteriously disabled for 90 minutes. Why is that? Why did that go down? That's very strange. Did something happen? Were they trying to hide something? Very interesting. And then we come to find out in Pennsylvania that voting machines in Pennsylvania only rejected Republican ballots in the primary election. Now, wait a minute. So we're seeing it in Wyndham. We're seeing it in Pennsylvania. I'm starting to see a pattern here. And it's becoming more and more obvious as time goes on. Now, the people in Arizona, they're very, very worried. They're panicking right now. They want this to stop. Remember, when the truth comes out, and the actual facts are produced, these individuals, they've committed a crime. Remember, they manipulated an election. Why do you think they're sweating? Why do you think they're pushing so hard? But every time they do, it gets worse and worse. Actually, look what just happened. We had Katie Hobbs. She hired this individual who is supposed to be an expert, an independent, to go into the audits. And CNN put out a pathetic hit piece trying to discredit the Arizona audit and the Cyber Ninjas auditing team. This so-called expert that they interviewed for the piece, Ryan Macias, was hired by Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, whose job it is to stall and eventually shut down the process. CNN labels Ryan as an independent, which is a complete joke. CNN, they bring on Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone and present him as if he is a nonpartisan law enforcement officer after he was funded millions in his campaign by George Soros. Everything they're doing, the cover-up, everything they're trying to do to shut everything down is going to come back to haunt them. Now, Arizona Republican Chairman Dr. Kelly Ward issued a special report last night after the sham Maricopa County Board of Supervisors meeting. The Maricopa supervisors announced yesterday they decided they will ignore the legislative inquiries and subpoenas and not show up on Tuesday. Dr. Kelly Ward said Chairman Jack Sellers said that he and the rest of them are going to ignore legislative inquiries and subpoenas. In other words, they will all be willingly and willfully in contempt of the Arizona Senate authority. Now, once again, praying medic, he explains this. Technically, Karen Fan could have the sergeant-at-arms arrest the Board of Supervisors for noncompliance with legislative subpoena. While that might make some people feel very good, is an ineffective approach to prosecution. Fan explained 2 weeks ago that her role is to gather information. If evidence of fraud or other criminal activity is found, she will turn the evidence over to Arizona Attorney General Mark Bronvich and let him investigate and prosecute as the law requires. Remember, right now we're in the information phase. They need to gather as much information as possible. Yes, let them feel the heat. Let them feel the pain. Yes, I know a lot of people don't like this. They just want to see people arrested. But it's going to serve no purpose at this point. Because when the information and the facts come out and it shows that they're guilty, this goes way far and beyond the subpoenas. This shows that they criminally manipulated the elections. Now, were they doing this for a foreign entity? Could be. Remember, it's infiltration from within. Now, the Maricopa Board of Supervisors and the Maricopa Sourceback Sheriff, they're begging Arizona Senate to end their audit for the sake of the country. No, it's not for the sake of the country. It's for themselves. They're trying to save themselves for now, right now. Because the country wants to know if our voice has been taken away. Are we actually electing our leaders, or is someone else electing the leaders? Now, after holding their presser where the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors attempted to discredit the current audit going on, the MCBOS leaked a 14-page report that they allegedly sent to the Arizona Senate. However, there's a problem. Well, the head of the Senate, Karen Fan, said it was never delivered to the Senate. So they're up to their old tricks again. They're leaking it to the press. They didn't give it to the Senate. And they're panicking right now. That's what this is all about. Now, from We the Media, they went back in time and said, listen, here we are during the elections in Maricopa County, and there were two Maricopa County rallies, and the 96-mile Trump train that circled Phoenix just before they voted Democrat for the first time since 1948. Does that make any sense? Of course it doesn't. We know that they cheated. They know that they cheated. They're trying to cover it up. The cover-up always gets you. And as the Senate and the auditors ask more and more questions, the harder it's going to be for them. They're being pushed back against the wall. And it's not just one place now. We're seeing this in multiple areas. We're going to see the pattern. We're going to see their system and how they use this system to cheat the people of this country. Now, why are they so worried about all of this, the Maricopa County supervisors? Because the Arizona State Senate is now considering expanding their audit in Maricopa County to include more than just the contents of the U.S. Senate and presidential race. Audit organizers who say that the forensic audit team has already inspected about 500,000 ballots have indicated that they now want to test county voting machines by taking a closer look at the results from all the other races. You think they're panicking right now? Of course they are. This is a disaster for them. They're feeling pain at every turn. Now, Trump, he put this statement out today. This is May 18th, and it says, good news for Georgia and the Republican Party. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan won't be running again for office. He was the one who, along with Governor Brian Kemp, stopped the Georgia State Senate from doing the job they wanted to do on the 2020 presidential election fraud. Duncan's fight against election fraud made him unelectable. His former top aide, Chip Lake, said that the lieutenant governor would not win another term in office. I think he was an accident, and this is what happens when accidents happen in politics. They become one and done. Now maybe the Georgia State Senate and House will build up the courage to expose the large-scale presidential election fraud, which took place in their otherwise wonderful state. Let them just look at the state Senate in Arizona to find out what leadership and patriotism is all about. So you don't think this was part of the plan? To put so much pressure on these individuals that they'll never get reelected again. And those individuals that manipulated the election on purpose and the politicians that allowed this, do you think they'll ever be able to walk down the streets again? Do you think the people will be looking at these individuals and saying, send them to jail, treason, crimes against the people? That day is coming. And the people are going to demand it. Trump is not going to be out there saying, okay, military, let's pick them all up. The people are going to say, okay, we see the crimes now. We see what's going on. We see it in Georgia. We see it in Pennsylvania. We see it in Arizona. We see it in Michigan. We see it in Wisconsin. We see it in New Hampshire. We see it now in all these different states. And if we expanded this to other states, it most likely is all the states. And remember, all these individuals were in on it. How do you drain the swamp in one gigantic swipe? Well, I guess this would work, wouldn't it? If you expose election fraud and all those individuals, these corrupt politicians who certified the election and the fake news who said don't question it and the social media companies that said don't even mention it, if you prove them wrong and you prove that there was fraud, can any of these people walk down the street ever again? Do you drain the swamp in one flick of a switch? Yeah, it's starting to seem that way, isn't it? Because once this gets out, do you think any of these people can run for re-election? Do you think anyone's going to believe the fake news? Do you think anyone's going to use social media like they've used it before and believe what they're saying when they put up their little fact checkers and their little statements on every post that you put out there? Yeah, their day is coming. Just a matter of time. They're feeling pain, and the Punisher is coming. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.